Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Some 300 people participated in a cultural event in solidarity with Cuba in Santiago de Chile as part of a campaign to raise funds, medicines, and supplies for the Caribbean island. Members of the group of internationalists trained in Cuba, the Raíces Cubanas Association of Cuban Residents, the Siboney Group, the Cuban Solidarity Movement, and other friends of the revolution participated in the event. Cesar Gomez of the Youth Coordination of the Latin American and Caribbean Continental Network of Solidarity with Cuba affirmed that it is shameless to include Cuba in the list created by Washington State sponsoring terrorism. Keeping Cuba on the list, he stressed, is a total impudence, especially when the accusation comes from a state that has murdered millions, executes plans, and sponsors terrorist actions worldwide. The best way to respond to the intensification of the U.S. blockade against our peoples is with more strength, with the work of our father liberator, Simón Bolívar, with the true integration of the peoples, he added. The biotechnological and pharmaceutical industries group Baocua Pharma signed a new cooperation agreement with Chinese joint venture Changhebao for the introduction of innovative immunotherapy for the treatment of cancer in the Asian country. It was announced via Twitter. This collaboration further strengthens relations between China and Cuba in the field of biotechnology and represents an important opportunity for cancer treatment worldwide. Baocua Pharma is the main business group in the Cuban pharmaceutical sector, comprising more than 30 institutions. Cuba and Vietnam ratified the historic and brotherly nature of their relations with a visit to Havana of the member of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of that Asian country, Le Huai Trung. The Vietnamese party leader held a meeting with the Secretary of Organization of the Communist Party of Cuba, Roberto Morales, in which they agreed on the importance of continuing to deepen exchanges between the two political organizations. The Communist Parties of Cuba and Brazil exchanged opinions of mutual interest so as to deepen relations in the middle of the 26th edition of the Sao Paulo Forum, which lasts Sunday. The head of the Department of International Relations of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, Emilio Lozada, wrote on Twitter that during the pleasant meeting he had with Luciana Santos, president of the Communist Party of Brazil, they exchanged on their mutual interest of deepening inter-party relations. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.